family of disciples of Jesus Christ. So I've come today to talk to you guys about something that is near and dear to my heart because I see it pretty consistently. As some of you may wonder why I'm wearing this backpack and why I've walked in and carried this backpack, and as I shook your hand and talked to you, I was still carrying this backpack. Well, it's because when I look at the book of Hebrews and I look at the scripture, and I've walked in many different ministries in this city and other cities, I've noticed one thing that is very common, especially among men of Jesus Christ. And it was that they carry what I call this weight into the church, and they walk out carrying the same weight that they walked into. Is anybody listening this morning?
Yes.
Because there's too many times we walk in and we shake hands. How are you, Tom?
Good.
I'm good. When his whole life is falling apart, his house just burnt down, his marriage is coming to pieces. That has been some of us. We are angry inside. We are filled with fear. We are filled with identity issues. And we walk into the church and we walk out carrying this weight. And the writer of Hebrews spoke clearly to the weight and what it can do to hold us back. And what it can do to keep us from walking in the call that Jesus really had for us, especially as men of God. We are called to lead the community. But how can we lead anything when we are drunk down and carried by a weight? So we're going to go to Hebrews 12:1-4. And we're going to see what the writer in Hebrews was talking about. And it's dear to me because I've seen men walk in one way and walk out the same. And I know that is not the will of God. I know that is not the will of God that we as leaders in our household, leaders in our community, are carrying this weight that God intended for us to cast upon Him. But we as men, we hold on to things. We hold tight. That weight sometimes, we get comfortable with it. That weight sometimes we get used to bearing. But God is saying to you today that men of God, rise up and lay this weight down. Rise up and let the weight fall to the side so you can run this race with endurance set before you. Let's go to Hebrews 12. So today's title is called Lay Every Weight Aside. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge cloud of witnesses to the life of faith. He is saying, since we are surrounded by people who are looking to us as men of God, are people who are looking at us to see the face of Jesus. He's saying, as we are surrounded by people who are watching our every move, he said, let us strip off or lay aside every weight that slows us down. He's saying, you have to strip this weight off. So yes, I carried in this backpack, and I can't even begin to tell you how good it feels to lay that heavy, kind of wet backpack down. It was actually hurting my shoulders because I've carried it for about an hour as I walked around. But he says this, he says, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. This is something we all need to hear. Because we all in this room have something. And as I was speaking to a leader in the back, I was telling him, you know, we all have something that we are carrying, this weight or this struggle, this battle for purity, this battle for the mind, this battle in our life that is tangling and tripping us up. Are you guys hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And he's saying, strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. He's saying, let us run this race with endurance, a race that God has ordained for us to walk in. He's saying, you got to run that race with endurance. That means even if the weight's heavy. And even if the weight is on you for a period of time, that means that it doesn't have to remain. Because the only way to climb a mountain is if you carry the lightest things possible. If you look at people that climb Mount Everest, they don't go up pulling a U-Haul. They don't go up carrying every good they have from home. They don't go up carrying all the stress and fear, saying to themselves they can't get up that mountain. What they do is they lay their weight at their base camp. They get their gear on and they climb to the summit. And they run it with endurance. They do it. Why? Because it was something that was set before them. It was something that they were called and have set their mind to do. They have disciplined themselves year after year to run that race and get to that summit. Because they can't go up carrying everything. They will not make it if they do. That's what he's saying here. Now here's the beautiful part about Scripture. It'll tell you what we're doing, but typically right before or right after, it'll tell you how to get through it. It's beautiful and wise. The Word of God is powerful, unchanging, and it is the wisest thing I've ever read in my whole life. And it says this, and we do this, we run this race with endurance set before us, and we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. He's saying you lay every weight aside and every sin that so easily entangles you, and you do that by keeping your eyes on Jesus. See, some of us in this room, as soon as the weight hits, we get our eyes off Jesus. As Peter was walking on water, Peter took his eyes off Jesus, and then he began to sink. As the disciples were in the boat, and Jesus was asleep, he rebuked the waves, and then they obeyed. Jesus wasn't in the boat trying to teach them who they were. He was trying to teach them in that boat who he was. Because he knew that he could make the wind and the waves obey at the sound of his voice. And that's the same with us. We have to keep our eyes on Jesus, or we will find ourselves carrying this weight around and this sin that so easily entangles us. And men of God, leaders of this community, you are called to so much more than bearing weight day in and day out, trudging through, walking into church one way, walking out of church the same way. You are called to so much more than that. You are called to run this race with endurance so that that cloud of witnesses, they pay close attention to you and they want to follow Jesus because you are. That's what you're called to. That's the ministry of discipleship. That's the ministry of the commission. Is you're just teaching what you've been taught. You're just teaching others to lay their weight down so that you yourself can lay yours down, and then you're teaching them how to lay theirs down. That's it. It's simple. It's simple. So as I look out over this room, I see men of God that are called to so much more than they've walked in at this current time. And I'm going to take this out. I usually put an instrumental in. But I could see men here. Men, leaders. Leaders of their household, leaders of their occupation, leaders of the community. Guys, we're carrying something we're not meant to carry. We're walking around with something that is so easily laid down by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's already perfected it. You're not intended to carry all that you carry. And look, I'm a husband leader, and I carry things I'm not meant to carry. And what does that tell me according to the Scripture when I'm carrying those things and I shouldn't be carrying them? It's because somewhere along that line, I'm taking my eyes off Jesus. And instead, I need to fix my gaze on heaven. And I need to run this race and lay every weight aside that is keeping me from doing this with all that I have and all that I am. And for some of us, that's fear, anxiety, worry, pride, anger, rejection, abandonment, The list goes on. And these are weights that a lot of us will carry. Look, I grew up in a household without a father. Didn't have one at all. Not one bit. I can't remember one real good conversation ever in my life with my dad. And I carried that weight for the better part of my life till about 4 years ago. And God forced me to deal with it. And I carried that weight. And yes, I was walking in ministry at that point. And I was still walking around carrying this weight of abandonment and rejection that I was not intended to carry. And what it was doing was it was causing these other areas of my life to pop up. And it was causing I had a fear of you rejecting me. Look, I love you guys, but I could care less what you think about me today. I'm here to preach the gospel of Jesus and tell you how to lay it down. Because I promise that weight of rejection, when I keep my eyes on Jesus and I realize that He accepts me, that He will never leave me nor forsake me or reject me, I knew right then, when I could really believe that fact, I knew then it doesn't matter what you think. I'll know some of you maybe 10, maybe 20, maybe 30 years. I know Him forever. Got to care about what He thinks. Amen? And some of us have walked in here carrying that weight, and I'm burdened by that for you. I'm burdened by it because I see it week after week. I see it especially in men. We got to be strong and tough for our families. You're only as strong as your greatest weakness. You got to be willing to lay that weight aside. Because how can you lead when you're bogged down by the weight? That's not God's will for your life. It's not. Each one of you are so important in the ministry of God. Even if you're not a pastor, an elder, a teacher, preacher, evangelist, prophet, doesn't matter. You are an instrumental role in God's will just for this city. Every one of you. I don't care if you're 85 or 17. Some of you looked at me like, whoa, how do you know my age? I don't. No, I don't. I just picked a number. But you're still important. You're still valued and you still have purpose. If there's breath, there's hope. And if there's breath, there's still a call. This community needs you. Our churches need you. They need your wisdom. But you got to get rid of your weight first. Amen? Amen. I don't know how much time I got. How much more time? Oh, gosh. Okay. 15? Okay. That's all right. You said plenty. I'm like, how long's plenty? And we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting Him, He endured the cross. He was saying the joy that Jesus knew awaited Him is what kept Jesus going to the cross. Well, it's the same thing. The joy we know that awaits us in heaven is the very thing that keeps you going in the valley. Or it should. That's what He's saying. You have to keep your eyes on Jesus in such a way you're willing to suffer for the gospel of Jesus. Whatever that looks like. And it's not easy. He didn't say it'd be easy. He just told us how to do it. He said, because of the joy awaiting Him, He endured the cross, disregarding its shame. And now He is seated in the place of honor beside the throne of God. Now listen to the writer here. This is powerful. Think of all the hostility He endured from sinful people. And then you won't become weary and give up. He's saying when you think of His suffering, ours is going to look like this. And all the hostility and all the lies and the spitting and the stabbing and the beating and all that He endured is going to make our problems look this big. Yeah, there's some wisdom in here. Can't you agree? He said, then you won't become weary and give up. After all, you have not yet given your lives in your struggle against sin. He's saying, look, with our stuff, our weight is nothing compared to the weight that Jesus carried. And that's how you keep your eyes on the prize. That's how you lay every weight aside. Because it does. It ensnares you. And sadly, if we look at percentages, there's probably about 58% of you in here are going to walk in one way and walk out the same way. And that's a choice. But I want to encourage you today to make a choice that's different. By saying that, look, there's a weight. There's a weight that we carry as men of God. Absolutely. There's a burden. There's a sin. It's in every one of us somewhere. Absolutely do. And you don't have to come in here. And that's what these ministries are for. These ministries are to push men to be men and be vulnerable with one another. And you can walk in here today weighted, and you can completely leave unweighted. And you can really lay all the weight aside, as the writer in Hebrews was saying. And to me, that's what I want to do every single time I walk into a church building. That's the intent. So it takes me back to where I wanted to start, and that's to talk about the altar of God. See, I've walked in many churches in many different states, and including many in this city, I promise. And the altar is no longer the altar. It's empty. There's barely anybody in it, because everybody's worried about what someone's going to say about them being at the altar. And there's few that are open, and you guys can probably agree. The altar, its whole intent was to be this magnificent place to celebrate, to worship, and to lay every weight aside. So when we miss the altar time or the altar call, we miss the time for us as men or other people to come in and lay that weight aside. Because that was a place that was designed for meeting God and Him meeting you right where you were. So I don't know how that's looped back around. But the truth behind it is, we have to begin to lay this weight aside to even run this race with endurance set before us. And you do this by keeping your eyes on Jesus and remembering all that He suffered, and it'll make your suffering look small. That's the only way. Now, why do we lay our weight aside? Well, because this is a race. And as a lot as you guys know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And it is not easy. Like I always tell people, ministry is the hardest thing I've ever done, but the most rewarding. It is. Most rewarding, but it is the hardest thing. People are people, and they are hard to deal with. I'm a people, and sometimes I'm hard to deal with. So keep my mentor in prayer. Okay? He needs it. But it's the truth. We're people. We get angry, we get bitter, we get offended. You know, we come in and do one thing, and or say one thing and do another. We're people. Can you guys hear me back there? Good. Let's go to 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7. Brad, when we prayed before this, and you said, God, we approach you humbly, you confirmed what I'm about to say. Yeah. Thank you. He said, so humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, He will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, and here's why you do it, for He cares for you. Look, we may have told 100 people this year how much God cares for them. But we need to know how much God cares for us. Because He does. He cares for every single one of you in here. There's not a single set of eyes I can look into right now that Jesus Christ didn't die for. That He didn't suffer for. That He didn't go to the cross for. But that He didn't live for either. Every single one of you are valuable. Every single one of you are called to this. Every single one of you are worth it. You were worth dying for. We don't hear that enough as leaders. We don't hear that enough as men. We say it to everybody else. But I'm here to tell you today that you're still important. You are valuable. You are so, so valuable. God sees that there's still breath in you. There's still hope. Yes, there may be a weight, but you can lay that down because of His love for you. Because you got to understand your value to ever show them their value. in Christ. You do. You are valuable. I see some pastors in here, and I promise, man, you are valuable. You are so important, and nobody really tells a pastor anything. You barely get encouraged. You're always encouraging. You're always pouring out. So I'm here. I want to encourage you today that you are important. I don't care how bad you've been. I don't care if you walked away from God right at this moment. You are still important, and that's why He brought you here today. You are still important. If there is breath, there is hope. Please hear me. If you walk away with one thing today, know your value and why you're worth laying everything down for. Amen? How much time I got, Brad?
Got about 10 more minutes.
Go to Matthew 11:8. Or 11:28, my bad. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Time and time again, He speaks this over and over. Time and time again, He talks about laying or casting your cares or burdens upon Him, because He can handle it. So I'm going to ask you this question. Then why do we seldom do it? If we all know this, we've all heard this, you've probably heard to lay every weight aside. I'm almost certain if you've been in church most of your life, you've heard to run this race with endurance. Then why do we all walk around like I just walked in? Like this. I could walk out just like this. And I may, because I honestly don't want to carry it like this. I'm going to put it back up here. But why do we do it? Some of you have been going to church 20, 30, 40, some 50 years. And you've walked in like this for 50 years. And you've stood before people, pastors, I know you hear me. You've stood before people doing this right here thinking no one notices. No one can truly see what I'm going through, or no one cares. Some of the thoughts that went through my mind. Well, He does. Because He tells me to come to Him, all who are heavy burdened or heavy laden, and He will give us rest. Amen. Are you guys getting this?
Yes.
You guys seeing the reason I keep asking for time? I was going to ask for an altar call. You know me. Because I want to pray with some of you. And I want some of you to pray with me. Because that's the most powerful thing we're ever going to do for one another. And some of you have walked in here with this backpack right here. And some of you are going to walk out carrying the same thing you walked in with. But some of you are going to be humble enough, like you said, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Cast your cares upon the Lord, because He cares for you. Some of you are going to be willing to do that. And you're going to walk out of here leaving this weight behind. And you're going to be able to run this race with endurance. And you're going to keep your eyes on Jesus. Why? Because you're important. Because you're valuable. And He died for you too. He didn't just die for everybody else. He died for you too. Amen? I love your story, man. Every time I see it, I think of your story. Can I pray for you real quick? Can a few of you leaders come up? Chuck, Brad, Andy, Seth. Father, right now I come before you and I thank you, God. I pray right now that your Spirit would humble every one of us men in here in Jesus' name. Right now, under your mighty right hand. I pray, God, that your Spirit would filter the heart right now. It would begin to sift the wheat from the tares. Lord, a lot of us have walked in here carrying this backpack or this weight that you never intended for us to carry. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us truly lay every weight aside and run this race with endurance. Because, Lord, your word talks about we receive not because we don't ask. And, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that not a single man in this room would leave the same. Because when we cast our cares to you, God, I pray that you would take them from us. This stress in our life, this fear, this anger, pride, whatever it is, God, idolatry, whatever weight is holding us down, I pray that you would release that from us as we come before you and pray and ask you to do so. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. So if you would, guys, come up. You need some prayer.